Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier on April 19th, 2020. And I just wanted to share with you the equinox reading at this time of when our ride on the river of life is becoming increasingly wild and unpredictable, and we are called to be in deeper and deeper presence with ourselves and with one another, and to invite all of ourselves in, the parts of us that are courageous, compassionate, loving, present, but also the parts of us that are afraid and wishing that things were different. All are welcome in the big tent of our hearts. That is, and my intention for this call is to share with you as succinctly as I can possibly do it, some of the astrological energies that we are working with. I'd like to begin with a meditation that I am now doing whenever I do an astrology reading for someone, because it's brief, but it really helps a lot. So I'd like to just begin by inviting in the presence, your presence, all of you, your higher self, who loves you unconditionally forever and always in all incarnations, the spirit of the land where you are, the ancient ones, those wise ancestors that come from a place of love, compassion, kindness, service to all, and harm to none. We invite in Archangel Michael and all the forms of the Mother Goddess, the Spirit of the Earth, Spirit of the stars and the planets, and for right now, I'd like you to just focus your breath for a moment on your heart and on your belly. We're asking these spiritual allies to be merged with us and to support us in our work today. We ask for your gifts. We ask for your messages, your guidance, and your love. So I'd like you to just become aware of the base of your spine and see a very large root system going down from the base of your spine into the rocks, the molten core of the earth, saying hello to the spirit of the earth. Some call her Gaia. This is a creator goddess that came from the center of our galaxy and created our planet. And when she created our planet, she fell so deeply in love with her beautiful creation that she flowed through a river of light and love and stars into the center of our planet. And I'd like you to just say your hello to her. Send that hello right down those roots. Acknowledgement of her presence is what she craves. And let her send her hello back up those roots, patting you in the belly with her presence. And now, breathing deeply, just send your concerns, your thoughts, your worries, whatever is getting in the way of being present in this moment, down that root system, asking that it be transformed into compost, into neutral energy that can be used for something good. The color of the spirit of the earth is the same color as Archangel Raphael, who is the Archangel of Healing. This color is emerald green crystal. So I'd like you to breathe from the center of the earth an emerald green crystal light that fills your entire body, starting with the base of your spine. This light is regenerative, restorative, cleansing, cooling, repairing, and revitalizing. So just breathe this emerald green light up into the base of your spine. And then when you exhale, see this emerald river of crystalline light moving through your whole body, soothing all of your cells, relaxing. And see this light kind of spilling out around you so that you're in this cocoon, this field of green crystal light. And see above your head a golden star. At the moment of our birth, our higher self sends an aspect of itself into our heart. So our higher self exists in our upper chakras above our head, but also there is that beautiful golden star in our heart, and they're connected. So see a little golden sun in your heart and one above your head. And when you breathe in this golden light from the top of your head into your heart. Feel it oozing down your head and your shoulders, this golden sparkly light. And then when you exhale, let that light, like a river of golden light, move through your whole body, out your hands, out your feet. And let's just do that three times together. Breathing in that golden light through the top of your head, into your heart. And then expanding that light through your whole body so that it flows all the way down your arms and all the way down your legs. Again, flowing out of you, and so that green cocoon also becomes filled with a golden light. See this golden light nourishing you, sustaining you, but also let this light radiate from your heart like a sun. Radiates effortlessly. Just allow this energy to build and radiate just like the sun. We are like the sun and we are like the stars. We radiate and see your light connecting with all of the other people who are in this group with us at this moment or in other moments, forming a web of light. Connect your heart to the heartbeat of the earth. See this light spreading to cover your whole home, radiate through your home, through your neighborhood. This beautiful golden light that also has veins of this beautiful emerald healing light. See your town filled with this golden light. Our country, see the guides and the divine beings raining down. As you are radiating, they are also radiating. And so our country, North America, South America, this beautiful light is spreading all around the globe, saturating everyone, every living being. Human and non-human, all the whole planet, and see a ring of radiant beings merge together around our planet, radiating their golden light, right into the core of the earth and throughout all. Let yourself just take a moment to feel this. We are so supported. Bringing your awareness back into your body, back into this present moment, wiggling your hands and wiggling your feet. I'm actually going to guide you through another brief meditation, and then I'm going to do the astrology reading on a separate audio. And this is a five-element meditation. So I'd like you to now bring your awareness into your body once again. Your body that can be maybe tingling a little bit more now. And bring your awareness into your liver. This is the element of wood. Your liver is located below your right rib cage. The color of the liver is green. See that green emerald light really saturating this area, filling it up, and just seeing, are there any areas of constriction or contraction? Our liver transforms toxins, transforms our emotions. So right now our livers are really busy, transforms some of our thinking that is stressful to us. When the liver becomes imbalanced, we feel impatience and anger, short-tempered. The natural healthy condition of the liver is to radiate kindness. See this green light finding any areas of contraction, constriction, and see them transforming, softening. When the liver is healthy, our bodies soften, our muscles soften. And just see the energy or the word kindness, kindness radiating out of your liver. Moving into the next element, the element of fire. This is our heart. And the color of our heart is ruby red. See your heart chakra and your physical heart filling with a radiant ruby red crystal light. When our hearts become stressed and imbalanced, we experience anxiety and resentment and a contraction of our heart. Let this ruby red light soften any areas of contraction, bringing healing warmth, just the right amount of warmth, into your heart. When our hearts are healthy and open, we experience love, joy, open-heartedness, and connection. The alchemy of the heart is transforming anxiety into joy and love. We don't have to think about this. We just let the red light energetically fill the heart with the energy of joy. Joy, love, open-heartedness. Let these words radiate in the cells of your heart and rain down through your whole body. Words have a power to them. They have an energy to them. Now, journeying through the five elements, we move into the element of earth. This is our spleen. below the left rib cage, and the color is a golden light, like the golden sun, or the leaves in autumn that are golden orange. Think of a beautiful autumn day where the leaves are golden and the sun is so golden bright. And let this light fill your spleen and stomach areas. The earth element of our body is where we tend to hold our worries and our mental overthinking about things. Let this golden light transform this earth element within your body to an ability to receive, to feel satisfied, an ability to digest what is, to assimilate, and to transform whatever our life experiences are into sustenance. Seeing that golden light below your left rib cage, transforming, transmuting, filling, and softening, opening up your ability to receive and to assimilate. Next, we move to the water element. The air element. And this is an element I want you to pay particular attention to. This is our lungs. The color of our lungs is a sparkly white. I think of it as like snow that's lit up by the sun. That kind of sparkly white. See both lungs filling with a sparkly white light energy. When our lungs process our grief. And in our lungs, we transform our grief into courage. The courage to let go of outmoded ways of being, to let go of all the structures in our lives that are unraveling, that need to unravel. And to breathe in new life, to take in new ideas. The air element has to do with ideas and communication. New ideas, new life, new vitality. See both of your lungs filling with a very light, vibrant, sparkly, white light. Noticing any areas that are contracted, painful, or inflamed. And letting them all soften with this white light. We have the courage to face uncertainty. And as the river of life gets wilder, we have the courage to embody our spirit and new frequencies and new ideas, new ways of being with ourselves and with one another and with the earth. We breathe that in and we just let go of toxic old ways of being that we really didn't like anyway. Moving into the last element, the element of water, the kidneys, just below your ribs on your back, underneath your ribs on either side, in your back are your kidneys. They are the element of water. And the color is a deep blue, like the ocean, like the deep blue ocean. See both of your kidneys with the sparkling blue light. The kidneys process our fear and store our fear. See this blue light enveloping that, any areas of contraction within the kidneys. And see that blue light washing them clean. This is the element of water, purification, letting things flow through us. The fear transforms into active will, the will to be present with what is, the will to anchor our higher mind, our higher will, our will to light up our life with our presence. So that is the five element meditation. And you can do it quicker than I took us through it. And the last thing I'm going to do in this recording is I picked a few tarot cards. They were totally just about, please illuminate or give us additional information. Then I often do this during astrology readings. I'll ask for additional information that either highlights something that I'm going to say in the reading or additional information. So the first card I picked was fire, ace illumination. And gosh, you know, this card has been coming up a lot for people. What is this about, this equinox energy? The Dakini Kundalini Mama of illumination brings the light of consciousness to all aspects of being. Burning through illusion, she illuminates all that lies hidden in the human psyche of darkness and light, that the true essence of divinity may be shown and realized. This fire goddess blazes into your world now as a breakthrough needed, letting spirit light the way to your heavenly wisdom. Let her guide you. Know that the light of clarity and illumination that you seek is coming to you like a thunderbolt. The time has come for you to move forward in your life with new, brilliant consciousness and creative power. That's so perfect. You'll see with Saturn moving into Aquarius on March 21st, that's, you know, one way of saying that's what Saturn moving into Aquarius is. The next one is the Crone of Seas. And this, again, a powerful card. The Crone of Seas rises from the ocean's depths, reborn through the dark night of the soul. She embodies heart transformation and resurrection from death into new form. She is pure female being in expression, companion of the underworld, renewed and resurrected through massive emotional change. Gee, that's pretty spot on. The sea crone appears during powerful times of release and shift in your life. And for this, it's a reading for the collective, all of us, all of humanity. Let her lead the way through the murky depths of your personal underworld into the resurrection of your heart and expression. Welcome the change and renewal that is upon you. And the last card, the next card I picked, and again, I didn't pick them on, I mean, I picked them blind, is Pele, the purifier. Pele is the Hawaiian goddess of fire who lives on earth, the original divine spark of creation. She is eternal life and creation, the goddess of volcanoes. Pele's unquenchable fire is the purifying force that provides balance in the desecration that humans are responsible for on earth. She is righteous anger and demands respect for life and the planet. Pele is the mother of the most powerful elemental forces. Through her fierce and unpredictable Mars fire, she lets that which is unknown become known. Pele brings ultimate purification by the fire of destruction and reclamation. She brings the transmutation of an old form into new. Her fierce power is feared because it cannot be controlled by human beings. Pele is a transformative change that leads to healing and reintegration into wholeness. She is the primal force. When Pele appears, expect the unexpected. Her purifying fire often destroys well-laid plans and established comfortable form that no longer serves you. She brings the supreme opportunity to align with spirit and come away from attachment to the physical world and the past. Through her dismembering influences and rude awakenings, you are regenerated right down to your cells. Well, baby, that's happening. The very last card I drew was the Ten of Wind, which is illusion. And it's the silly little girl in this card is armed for the teeth. So it's an image of a little girl with a umbrella, and it's sunny out, and a tiny little cloud is above her. This silly little girl is armed to the teeth against furious imaginary rainstorms she perceives to be lashing at her from above. In reality, there is just a tiny rain cloud passing overhead, and it's a beautiful sunny day. Through the lesson of her example, she urges you to pay attention. You are holding dear, as your reality is likely far from the truth. It is time to expand your horizons and put out your feelers beyond your limited mental perceptions and see the humor of your illusions. There is a much bigger picture to be seen when you are no longer fooled by appearances. Powerful cards, and I'm going to do the astrology in another audio so that you can have this separately to do the meditations if you want. Those were really, really powerful cards for this time, but what else could we draw but those cards like that?